that lovely day of giving thanks is soon upon us. It's just a couple of weeks away. And we came across this study that shows that 65% of Americans would like an alternative to turkey this year.
Well, one year at my dad's, he grilled steaks, and that was a fine Thanksgiving to me, I'll tell you.
Right. So Dean and I, we had Thanksgiving. It was the last Thanksgiving for a very long time that we were allowed to host because we made blasphemous turkey. We're calling it blasphemous turkey.
What'd you do?
We only had like a couple of people there. And I'm like, okay, seriously, I'm not going to make like a big old turkey for, you know, six people. And so it was a beautiful Thanksgiving. I specially ordered from a meat, you know, counter, bacon wrapped turkey tenderloins.
Yum.
Sounds good.
And we grilled and smoked them on the year. The family disagreed.
Because they wanted a
bird. A traditional
tradition. Tradition.
Yes. And Dean and I were like, best Thanksgiving ever. Bacon wrapped turkey tenderloin. Yeah. Smoked on the grill.
Love to know on the WIB listener line this morning. Text us or leave a voicemail, even better in your own words, at 715-396-1670. Do you have an alternate Thanksgiving tradition to the turkey and all the fixings? Do you have an alternate tradition? Because I grew up, 715-396-1670. There were some friends up in Rice Lake, and their mom wanted a break from cooking on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so they had like pizza.
Yeah.
Every Thanksgiving. That's what
we
did.
That's what I did. My mom did when I was a kid. We'd have pizza on Thanksgiving.
I mean, to me, it's like, I've got to have the turkey. But then again, I have never gone to all the work of preparing a Thanksgiving turkey. So maybe I would feel differently.
And I think here's the challenge is that for a lot of people, turkey is something they make once a year. And if you only make something once a year, it's hard to do it well.
Mm, yeah.
And so, I mean, a lot of people experience like dry turkey and kind of flavorless turkey. But let me tell you, Dean spatchcocked a turkey. Like last Easter.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
I remember her saying spatchcocked a lot of times.
I know, because it's fun to say he spatchcocked the turkey. And did it on the grill. It was tender and moist.
Yum.
And amazing. So if you do it right, it can be done. It says here 60% of adults would like ham. I don't think ham is bad.
Ham gravy is awesome.
Yeah. I think it's too salty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I crave sodium.
41% would like chicken. 37% would like roast beef. Interesting.
All good choices.
I don't mind turkey.
I am sort of a staunch Thanksgiving traditionalist, but I am open to other meats as well.
There you go.
Especially when I'm just like looking for anything to eat that tastes good because I can't have sugar this month.
So Caleb and Hillary, if you guys were going to go for a world record, like a Guinness world record, any ideas? Maybe what category? What area?
Something eating.
Most nights in a row having fallen asleep before my children?
Yes.
Well, a Wisconsin man has set a new record for hours of pinball play.
Really?
Yep. Ryan Lancey, the owner of Bounce and Fling in Milwaukee, used a single machine for 32 hours and 2 minutes, only to take a five-minute break every hour to eat, drink, and use the restroom to raise money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
32 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How many quarters is that, or did he keep earning free games? Have you ever done that with pinball, where you play so well, you just keep earning those free games? You can play for hours.
I was never good enough.
I'm a Pac-Man guy from back in the day, but I never necessarily rose to the level of other folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. Prior to his attempt, he actually apparently, it says, he spoke with the former record holder, Wayne Johns, whose record had been 30 hours and 10 minutes. I mean, is that like smack talk? Are you like, you're going down? Or what are you saying there exactly? Like, maybe you're getting some advice, like, what was that like around the late 20s in terms of hours of pinball played? But he kept at it.
I mean, the 36 hours, you know, 32 hours, I would need a lot of coffee, but then I would need a lot more restroom breaks as well. So
hello, carpal
5 minutes
tunnel.
There's that.
Five minutes every hour, so a little bit of a break.
Wow.
I will show the fact that I may be the youngest member of this group, but I remember an episode of Happy Days where Richie, right?
Yeah.
The bad guys were making him, like, pushing his face into a pinball machine and making him say boink every time it hit something. And then Fonzie came in and scared them off.
Good for
Fonzie. But that's my pinball connection with different generations.
Yeah.
Yay, great story, Caleb.
Good time.
Well, it's got Wisconsin ties to it. Happy Days was based out of Milwaukee.
It was, yeah. So amazing.
And they got the Fonzie statue down there by the Harley-Davidson Museum. So.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake.
Little Mermaid, live on ABC tonight. Yes, live.
Yes.
Yet
I don't
another
know.
One of these live specials. It's going to honor the 30th anniversary of the Disney movie with a mixture of 12 live musical performances interwoven into the broadcast of the original feature film.
Okay.
I love the music.
I love the music. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Because this has like become the thing, hasn't it? Like, this has become the thing. They had, what was the first one they did? I can't, because I know they did Grease. They did what? Hairspray. They did,
a Christmas story.
I can't remember that there was the one that was the first one, but I don't know. They're okay. It's a new thing. It's very trendy. I don't know how I feel about it. And this one is supposed to be like a mix of animation and live, right?
Yeah, 12 different songs within the clips of the film. I don't know what you mean when you say, is it going too far? Like, I think live is cool. It's just like, wow, it's this isn't recorded. This is happening right now.
Live is cool on our show. But
I think live is cool in general. Yeah.
They did The Sound of Music in 2013.
That's
I'm seeing.
The first one they did.
And Peter
that's
Pan as well.
Oh,
so.
Peter Pan. That's right. So I don't know. It just seems, have they fallen short? Because like, I worry that they're not going to do this justice. Because I seem to remember A Christmas Story last year. It was not well received. Mm. I don't know why.
And both of you are like show choir parents.
Oh,
so,
yeah, totally.
I mean, again, everything that has to be done live. I mean, and again, I grew up doing a lot of different onstage drama. And, and there is something fun about you only get one shot.
You only get one shot, right.
So,
true.
You know, the preparation that goes into it and when things inevitably go wrong,
right.
How do you respond and react? So I think that's
interesting.
Are you
going to watch it tonight?
No, I'm going to be at the FCA banquet tonight.
Oh,
so Greg's guest on Sports and Commentary is a special guest speaker. Yeah.
Nice.
Do we know who stars in this one?
I'm trying to remember.
Because I do, one of them.
Yeah,
I love, you know, the film stars of old who could sing and dance and act as well, too.
Right.
I mean, just so much respect. You know, Shirley Temple era.
Queen Latifah as Ursula.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It'll be, here we go. Yeah. Huh.
John
Graham
Stamos
Phillips?
As Chef Louis.
Yeah.
And it'll Amber be Riley from Glee. So.
Huh. So I maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I'll let you know. Last night we watched a French film. So it was a claymation French film.
Nice. Wallace and Gromit?
No, that's English. It wasn't. It was My Life as a Zucchini.
Wow.
On our TV,
very eclectic.
I haven't been. There's either sports or Gilmore Girls. That's been about it.
You want to borrow My Life as a Zucchini?
That's okay.
It was a very touching film.
Hmm. Still a wide
range. For being claymation,
range.
It wasn't child-friendly.
Not watching Zombieland. It's My Life as a Zucchini.
26 degrees, some gorgeous sunshine. We have some sunshine in the studio with us. A couple ladies from Chippewa Manor, of course, longtime partners with us here at WWIB. We have Shan, the Director of Residential Living, and Rose, the Communications Director. Good morning, ladies, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, there's something coming up very soon. In fact, tomorrow, I do believe, at Chippewa Manor. Can you tell us what you've got in the hopper?
So
we'll start with Shannon here.
Tomorrow morning, we have our annual veterans salute. So tomorrow morning at 8, we'll be serving breakfast to all veterans families, and it's open to public. We have a program after breakfast, and then we'll have a scheduled flyover as well.
Wonderful. I mean, and I'm guessing coordinating a flyover is not an easy thing to do. So maybe this is more Rose territory as far as coordinating that. That's very exciting.
Yep, absolutely. So Rose actually takes care of all of that.
I can talk a little bit about that. We have 4 pilots that make up the flyover, and they've been doing it since its inception, which was back in 2009. So this is actually our 11th year doing.
Wow.
The veterans salute in incorporating this flyover. So we have 4 pilots. They're area men that belong to Rosenbaum Airfield, and they each have a unique aircraft that they fly. And some of them have almost 50 years of flying experience. Mm. They come from a variety of backgrounds. One is the retired physician from Mayo. Another is retired from manufacturing. My husband happens to be one of them. He's a retired excavator. And then we also have a local individual who is still working. So he's a younger member of the group, and he has his own car lot.
It's a wonderful exclamation point to a terrific morning. I had the privilege to be there a few years back. Talk about how the residents look forward to this and appreciate all the work that you do. Back to Shannon here.
The residents really enjoy it. So every year we get a different number of new veterans that come in. So we do a story on them. We interview, you know, what they came across, what, you know, services they did. And then we create these plaques. The plaques are great for all of our other residents to read and get to know the veterans that we have in the building. They really enjoy hearing the stories, and then their families come in too. So they bring their families to have breakfast, and they get to, you know, see what it's all about.
We have Shannon and Rose joining us from Chippewa Manor. More with these ladies about this wonderful Veterans Day celebration right after this.
Returning here with Shannon and Rose, talking about the Veterans Day activities that they have coming up here at the Chippewa Manor. Now, Shannon, you had mentioned these plaques that you make. Tell us more about those ladies, these plaques that you make for the residents about their service.
Well, actually, Shannon does most of the interviewing of our clients and residents. And then we create this story that includes what they would like to share about their time in the service and their time before the service leading up to their service and then time after the service. So we incorporate, if they have it available, a picture from their service picture as well as a current picture. And what we have found is that sometimes these stories bring out new things that even family members didn't know. So these plaques actually become a keepsake for the family.
Hmm. I know when I've been there in the past, you do. There's been some wonderful multimedia that's kind of supplemented the breakfast in terms of, is that going on again this year in terms of some of the presentations on the screen?
Yes, it will. So we always try to do a video or, you know, just something different. So a few years ago, we've done the Korean War. We did World War II, the silent ranks of the women that are left at home. This year, we're kind of compiling all those videos together and making kind of just a highlight of everything that we've done.
Great. Kind of a montage then, collection. Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is open to the public?
Yes. Yep. Starts at 8 a.m. and usually, you know, is done around 10.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a great way here leading up to Veterans Day to take in this terrific ceremony. So.
And again, over 10 years, we're joined by Shannon, Director of Residential Living at Chippewa Manor, and Rose, the Communications Director. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, this is open to the public, so just recap again, date and time one more time, would you please?
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. at 756 Irvine Street in Chippewa.
Easy to find. Chippewa Manor, thank you, Shannon and Rose, so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And thank you for all you're doing to support our veterans in the community and at Chippewa Manor.
Well, thank you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.